All right, we got two segments left. We are live at Pappas in Cockeysville. If you're in the neighborhood, come by, have a drink. I hear there's a big game on Sunday. We'll be at Hollywood Casino. My wife and I are going to play blackjack and look for Taylor Swift. It's been an amazing week. I don't want to belabor the point and do all my plugs. I'll do that stuff later. I have the folks from Andrew's Laughing Gas here, Colleen and Paul Mercier, not Mercier. You're not French, maybe. I looked at it and thought, maybe they're from Quebec or Lyon. I'm not sure. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have pink unicorns, and you don't get asked to do this much, apparently, right? Who set you up on this blind date?
So one of our good neighbors, Sarah Barber, set us up on this blind date, as you say. One of our very active members of our team.
Well, you got a story to tell, so let's tell your story, and then we're going to talk about ways to help out. And I've had a lot of incredibly uplifting, interesting stories this week. I'm going to let you paint your tale. I know you got a tough one to tell.
Yeah, so thank you for having us and allowing us to share our story, because that's, you know, our biggest piece right now is sharing the story and reaching other families that might be going through what we went through. Sad story short, our son was diagnosed with leukemia here at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore 2 days before his 10th birthday.
When was this? How long ago?
This was in 2019.
This is very recent. Okay.
And it was... We didn't see it coming. We didn't, other than being sick and a little tired, we had no idea. And so it all happened fast. We were in the hospital and there was nothing else to do other than to jump on the roller coaster and, you know, go with the ups and downs. He was pulled out of school. This all happened in April. So he was pulled out of school. We were in the hospital. We were out of the hospital. And, you know, it was a whirlwind, and it was, extremely tough time for not just us, but Andrew. He was 10. He just turned 10, and he's, you know, wanting to be with his friends and wanting to play. And he actually, like, started to miss school, which, you know, that tells you how awful it was that he missed school. But one of the things that he received in the hospital was, you know, he received a lot of gifts, a lot of shirts, a lot of well wishes, but he received from one of the staff members a farting unicorn.
Is that a farting unicorn?
So, not just a farting unicorn, but it was controlled by a remote control, and the one he received was about 3 feet tall. So it was a huge farting unicorn, and this kid had seen some dark times, but this brought him joy, so much joy. And he was gifted this unicorn by a staff member who thought, I know just who to give this to. I know who this is going to bring joy to. And the beauty was, because it's run by a remote control, that he could hide it in his bed under the covers and prank unsuspecting nurses, doctors, staff. And so we can demo it here.
Well, I'm going to need a microphone. Here, let me put it up to my face. Is it farting a song?
There's
Is this
15,
like, name that tune?
15 different farts that come with it.
Ooh, it smells like beans. Do you know my story?
We don't, no.
Okay. On March 20th, 2014, my wife was summoned to Johns Hopkins and was told she had leukemia.
Just devastating.
Well, I told the story in the last segment that Chuck Pagano was our first phone call. The Ravens coach, who was a friend of mine, he was the Colts coach then. He had just beaten leukemia. He was the only human we knew who had leukemia that we could call. Like, we're going to call Chuck. I hope he calls us back.
Right.
Well, he called back in 5 minutes. He was driving to dinner with his wife. He pulled over, spent an hour and a half. And the last thing he said to us is, this is going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. He told her every in graphic detail everything was going to happen. And he's like, but in the end, this will be a gift to you. So I guess Layla's gift, and you guys are going to be the last hour of all of this. Bring us full circle on your boy and the full story of everything that happened in the end there at the hospital, because the thing that would kill my wife, and you know the hospital, she's in the Kimmel up on the corner where I looked at a Popeyes for about a year and a half up in the corner. She knew where the good rooms were. She knew where the good ventilation was. She spent 155 nights there. So she was in and out plenty. She had two transplants. She was fixed, and then a year later it came back. So we knew our way back there. She almost died the second time. Just comas, all sorts of weird, awful stuff. She's alive. She's great. She's going to meet me for dinner tonight. but we would, on her good days, on her, there weren't many, but she had some good days. She would take her pole and her port, and we would take the elevator from 5 down to the cafeteria. And we would take the long hallway, and we'd see kids there. Oh, she couldn't go down. She was like, I can't go down there. I can't, I go anywhere in the hospital, but I can't be where there's kids.
It was hard. We were on the 11th floor. I know the Popeyes you talk about. We knew.
I've never been on your floor because, like, I couldn't do it.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. But.
Yeah. I'm not good at this. I mean, next Saturday, I've been roped into being the MC for an LLS event. I told him I'm not going to make it. You know, like, I'm just not going to make it. It's not going to go. And then I hear stories like, and you know, Andrew. And so, Paul, pick up the story here from Colleen.
Yeah, so not long before Andrew passed. So he passed just before Christmas in 2019. So he had about an eight-month battle. Not long before he passed, we decided, hey, Andrew, we need to figure out how to make these animals and get them to the kids on your floor.
Wow.
Because they did not exist. So, the fart machine and the remote control exist, but them in an animal didn't exist as they were given to him. It was a one-off. We didn't get this figured out.
It was a manufactured fart unicorn.
It was done by a surgeon at the hospital, actually, yeah.
I want to meet him.
Yeah. So fast forward about a month after he passed, we kind of start cracking the code on how to do this. And again, the goal was to raise $500 and try to get about 40 animals to Johns Hopkins. That was our goal at the time. We just passed 4 years now. This morning, I got my 73rd hospital across the country. And we're just a few animals short of 5,000 animals being sent to cancer patients, cancer kids across the country.
All kids across the country.
Coast to coast, yep.
Wow.
And so since then, we've expanded the nonprofit. We fill up the crafts and game rooms of hospitals of cancer floors, so we are sending games and toys and books. One of the things that we noticed when Andrew was there, walking around the hospital in the socks, they give you those non-skid socks. Well, they appear to be one size fits nobody. So.
I know all about those things, man. I know the smell. My wife can't deal with the smell of the soap. and the other thing that really, really gags me and gags her, those plastic bowls and dishes that came up every night for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they had that smell of plastic being boiled. It's like it was like steamed plastic from the dishwasher. You know, like, not good.
Like, no.
Yeah. Hospital soap, yeah. Not good.
No, not good.
You know, very bad, you know. So, yeah.
We're trying to make their stays a little more fun, a little more pleasant, making the kids smile, the parents smile, the doctors, the nurses smile, the feedback we've gotten.
What part of town are you guys from? Where are y'all from?
We're from Towson.
Towson, all right. Yeah. Well, I know you came highly recommended as someone with a beautiful story. What can people do? Other than cry, and I'm going to hug you. I haven't hugged anybody all week. And I mean that. I haven't hugged people I love this week. I've been fist bumping. I was so afraid of getting sick and then not having to cancel all of this. Because if I get sick, it's over because right. I don't want to get anybody else sick. So I've been really, really trying to not touch people. And, you know, I did have a lady today that sat really far away from me. So I'll lean into you, but you're getting hugs from me. But what can people do besides hug you?
Well, we fundraise. We have a couple different fundraisers that we do so that we can, make these animals buy the materials that we need.
Everybody needs a farting pink unicorn in their life.
So we actually have about 30 or 40 different animals, but the immediate...
We have other animals that fart?
Oh, yeah.
We've got about 40 different dogs, cows.
Now, they're not real animals like unicorns, right?
No.
No.
No. No, thank goodness. Yeah. No.
You have farting kitty cats?
We do.
We do.
Owls.
My kitty cat doesn't fart.
Yeah, there
she's an
angel.
We
have a gray cat, white cat. Yeah.
But if people want to help us out, actually next weekend, we have at the Wrecker Theater in Towson.
Shout out to Brian. Thank you.
We're hosting live music for laughs. This is our second annual live Music for Laugh benefit concert.
Who's playing?
So we've got all three local bands. So Captain Hustle, local band. The Squeegees, who is actually comprises of one of the band members, was Andrew's oncologist. So that's pretty special to us.
He's also in a band.
Yeah. He's also, yep. And then sort of the headliner is High and Tight. They play all over the area here, and they are just absolutely incredible.
What kind of music are we playing here?
All covers.
Covers.
I live near the Wrecker, so yeah. it's not like far from me.
Right. So Saturday night, if they go to the
Wrecker. What night is it?
Saturday the 17th.
Wrecker. You don't have anything to do that night, any of you. Come on now. Yep. Come on out and support it. How much tickets and all that? Give us a lowdown.
$25 for tickets. They should be available at the door if they don't sell out ahead of time. Otherwise, you can go to the Wrecker MD.
Can you buy farting unicorns there or anything like that?
No.
They can only be gifted.
They're only gifted. We all sell them once a year around Thanksgiving, but we reserve those for the kids going through the toughest part of their lives.
Well, but what I'm saying is, could I buy one to gift it? I wouldn't do that. I would call you, and you would gift it.
Yeah. Yes. So through our webpage, andrewslaughinggas.org.
So if you want to give one of these to a sick kid, you go to you.
Yep.
You make a donation, and boom, you make this happen for
exactly,
the kid.
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. That's how we make it happen.
Yeah, purple unicorns or no? Orange?
We do have purple.
Forget purple. Orange is the new purple. Right? I mean, yeah, us Baltimore people,
that's right.
You know, the Orioles are under new management, you know. The new and improved Orioles. Well, I'm going to hug you, and I'm going to say all of you, incredible courage.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Nestor.
I can get sick now. We'll step out, take a break. I'll compose myself. Back for more right after this.